Hey, scientists, how critical is pure water to you? In this new podcast, Lab Water Stories Unfiltered, we at Millipore Sigma look closer at this often overlooked lab essential. Tune in as experts drop tips and insights not found in textbooks, taken from their work with MilliQ Lab Water Solutions. Lab Water Stories Unfiltered. Find it wherever you get your podcasts. Millipore Sigma is the U.S. and Canada life science business of Merck KGaA Darmstadt, Germany.
News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR, seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
And with the weather hitting highs of 30 degrees this week, wow, many people are looking for fun activities to do to enjoy that weather. So what about hiking? Joining me now for the best tips and tricks for hiking in a heat wave is co-editor of Outsider.ie, Heather Snellgar. Heather, you're very good. You suggested some of your favourite beaches for us last week. Can you give us four or five of the best places you'd like to go for a longish walk or a hike?
Yeah, well, once again, I think you can't keep me away from the water in this heat. So probably, given the current temperatures, I choose to hike as close to the water as I can. So I'd be looking at, I love the Braid Greystones Walk, as you can have a lovely swim in Greystones at the end. The Spink up in Glendalough is always a great one. Raven Point Wood, which ends at Curraclow Beach in Wexford. And the Pollicles in Kilkee, I just don't think they can be beaten.
Now,
along the cliff path there.
Yeah, that's good advice to keep as close to water as possible, even if you're going up to altitude. I do a bit of hill walking myself, Heather, and obviously there are a certain number of critical things, particularly for those starting out. Have the right footwear, have the right rucksack to bring stuff with you, and layers of clothes, even in warm weather. Water is critical, though, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think you've touched on some really critical points there. I think in the warm weather, you can be a little bit fooled and you think, I'll head out with nothing because the weather's so good. But I mean, if you're heading on a strenuous 10K hike up in the hills or up somewhere like the Spink in Glendalough, you actually need 2 litres of water in your backpack just in case. And you need to be sipping away on that water constantly and just have a few light snacks with you as well. And also, don't be fooled. Put in light layers and kind of pack your bag as you would if you were heading to the hills. Be sure you're with somebody who knows where they're going, or you're going on a route that's really well marked, because you definitely don't want to be getting lost in this heat, just like you wouldn't want to get lost in bad weather. It's kind of the same, you know?
Yeah, and just speaking of water, there are useful things you can get called a platypus, which you can stick in your rucksack, and there's a pipe out of it, and you can basically drink as you go.
Yeah, they're brilliant. I mean, they really just make such a difference, and you're not messing around with bottles in and out of your bag. You get them. The brilliant thing about the Irish retailers now is they deliver really quickly. So the likes of Great Outdoors or Wildside Sports or any of the Irish retailers, if you go online and order one, I generally find stuff arrives the next day, or at least within 2 days. You might even have it by the weekend at this stage.
Now, there's obviously not as much danger at this time of the year in warm, clear weather of people getting confused or lost. But good advice, particularly if you're starting out, is to have a good map, preferably somebody with you who knows how to get there and back, and even a compass.
Yeah, and always tell somebody, if you're heading out alone especially, always tell somebody where you've gone. Make sure you have a fully charged phone. And yeah, and a map and a compass that you know how to use is also key.
yeah. So I think Heather may have taken to the hills already there, and the best of luck to her, so, because she seems to have just gone out of mobile phone range. But I think she gave us some very good advice there. And if you are taking to the hills or longish walks, listen to her. I think try and stay close to water if possible, but definitely bring water, lots of water.
And she named some of my favourite hikes, the Spink and the Cliff Walk.
She also encouraged lots of people to go to Greystones, which you mightn't want.
No, we don't at all want. No, no, of course we do. We love people coming to Greystones.
Hey, scientists, how critical is pure water to you? In this new podcast, Lab Water Stories Unfiltered, we at Millipore Sigma look closer at this often overlooked lab essential. Tune in as experts drop tips and insights not found in textbooks, taken from their work with MilliQ Lab Water Solutions. Lab Water Stories Unfiltered. Find it wherever you get your podcasts. Millipore Sigma is the U.S. and Canada life science business of Merck KGaA Darmstadt, Germany.